The Gemara says that they would kovea, Chazal would kovea to lein the toichecho chukoisai at least a week before Shavuos. Yadua lachem. As much as we need to focus on the onshin of the toichecho, we need to also focus on the brachas. The brachas are a very important chelik of our hachana for Matan Torah. We look through the brachas here with the unbelievable haftochas that the Torah says, "Muchukoi say telechu, ves mitzvoi say tishmer, vasise moisam, venosati gishmeichem bihita." The rain will come bequies Meshara Shein Derek Bnei Odom Lotzeis. Says Rashi, Lele Revios, when it's not safe to go out, Lele Shabbosos. And when is it Lele Shabbosos? When is it Lele Revios? When the rain won't come till on Friday night, the Moshul, till the last person has come home from the latest Shalom Socher. And before the first person gets up for his kviyas, before Nate, which in the summer is pretty early, in those few minutes, that half an hour, will come the kishmei bracha, and every week will be like that. V'nosati kishmeichem b'ito, v'nosno ha'oretz es yivulo, and mimela. We'll have a lot of produce. The eight sasode yitain period. What's the eight sasode? So Rashi heini loni struck. Trees which don't give fruit. Asidim lasses peres. They're going to give fruit. In other words, there'll be new fruits which you never saw before. The fruit of a fir tree. Vehisig lochem daish es botzir. You'll have such a shefa that throughout the tisha, while you're doing the threshing of the wheat, it'll take you so long until you start cutting the grapes. Ubotzi yasig ezora, and be so busy with the grapes until it's time to sow the wheat again. Bachaltem lachmechem nosoiva, and Rashi says, what's the brocha that you'll eat nosoiva? You'll only have to eat a little bit and there'll be a brocha. For some people that might not be a brocha. Some people enjoy eating a lot. And fakir, they only eat a little bit and then they'll be full and then, oy vey, you can't eat any more. For some people it won't be a brocha. You know, you'll go out to eat. And if you remember the old days when there was such a musig of going to eat in a restaurant, nowadays I think... all over the world the restaurants are closed, but you know, you come and you have the first course and then you're too full, you can't eat anymore. But a maisa, it's a bracha gedoyla, because the person we're talking about, people who are made in Batoira, why won't have to spend much time eating, you'll be full, you'll be able to learn weiter. Yishavtem lavetach ba'artzuchem, and you'll be safe in Eretz Yisrael. But osati shalom ba'aretz, so there'll be shalom, there'll be no machlokes. The choir is a tremendous ness. There won't be any machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Ushchavtem ve'in machrid, and you'll go to sleep and you won't be scared. You won't have to lock the doors. Won't be anything to lock the doors. There's nothing to lock the doors from. Vishpati chaya ro mina oretz, and there won't be any wild animals. The Ramban says the Rebbeinu Shlomo will change the teva of the chayas roes. The be'etzim before the mabul, there was no such thing that chayas et other chayas, and there were no dangerous animals. They weren't created to be like that. The Ramban says, and come back to a matzav, the Rebbeinu Shlomo make that matzav, then again, the chayas will be passive, they won't be dangerous. v'cherev l'saver ba'otzachem. So Rashi, Avada is not for milchama, but elo afilu lavo derech otzachem in medina l'medina. There won't be, nobody will bring a weapon, any weapons into Eretz Yisrael. The Moshe, if they'll have flights again to Eretz Yisrael, this will be the Kurim, as if I have the flights back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll go to a huge airport, and there'll be security, but there's one line where it says Holy Land, or Israel. You go to Holy Land, no, you don't need to go through security, sir. Akasha, you go straight onto the plane. Why? Because nobody will ever bring a cherev, na'atzachem. Nobody will bring any weapons. They don't have to check you. The moment lehepecha gomo of the matzav today, you come and allow ask you all the questions. Do you have anything which have any weapons? Do you have anything which looks like a weapon? Nobody's going to ask the question. Poshen, na'akasha. And you'll go out in Eretz Yisrael. They won't come into Eretz Yisrael. We know Milcham is in Eretz Yisrael, but there's an enemy outside Eretz Yisrael. You'll just chase them. And Rashi says, "Nofnu lifneichem lechorev." First of all, the rot who became. Rashi says, "Ish becherev re'ehu." You won't have to kill them; they'll kill each other. Verodfu became chamisha be'a. Rashi says, "V'lo minagiborim." The shvacha people. Why are they so shvach? Because verodfu became chamisha be'a. Five will chase 100. Ube'a became revolva yudoifu, and 100 will chase 10,000. So Rashi, that's not the cheshbon. If 5 chase 100, then 100 should chase 2,000, not 10,000. So Rashi, elo einadoyme muati moisi v'satoyra lemerubi moisi v'satoyra. What are we talking about? We're talking about loim de toira. That's why they're shvach. They've been learning the whole time. And there's a shtickle problem in Chutzlar, near the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So a few chevra get together, 5 or 100, and they go out. All the goyim run away. V'noflu eivechem lifnechem lechorim. So Rashi, you noflu lifnechem shaloi kederech haoretz. Even the first time it says that's a lesson of Madrega. They'll kill each other, and now they'll be mamish lamala min ateva completely v'nes noflim shaloikim derech ha'oretz ufadisi aleichem v'ifreisi eschem. You'll have lots of children. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be mashpia tremendous schar hakivos yisbrisi itchem v'chaltem yoshon noishon. So Rashi, what's yoshon noishon? Ha'peiros yu mishtamri. The toivim nisyashim, she yoshon hanoshon shel sholosh shanim yofalecho mishalosh taked. You have fruits. You have a peach. Somebody will offer his friend a peach. They'll say, "This doesn't look very good. When did you? How old is this peach? Oh, this is fresh. Fresh? I don't eat fresh peaches. I only eat fresh peaches after 3 years. But a 3-year-old peach today, we don't have such a thing." Wouldn't be exist. There'd be a bunch of worms. How can you have a three-year-old peach, a 3-year-old apple? Teretz is, we have one thing which is like that today. That's wine. Wine improves with age. And in the brachas here, all the fruit, everything, will never rot, and will just get better and better with age. V'yoshon ibnei chodesh totziu, and you'll have so much of the new fruits that you'll take out from the machsanim, from the storehouses, the older fruits. What will you do with it? The Sipora says you'll export it to Chutz Laaretz. Eretz Yisrael will be the center of shefa for the whole world. Then says the pasuk, "V'nosati mishkani besoichachem." Rashi says it means the Beis Hamikdash. The Sipora says the Shechina. But also, let's say that the Shechina will be with you. And it'll be so close. Rashi says, "Ein ruchi kotzer bochem." The Shechina, the Heilige Shechina, will be down here in Oretz. Like the Maaseh of the Medrash says, the Rebbe Shalom, at the beginning of the Bria was Misabel Adur Betachtoinim. But then came the Averis and the Shechina was Oile, Lamala, Lamala. Now it will be a matzav Ein Ruchi Kotze Bochem. The Rebbe Shalom will be with us, be happy to be with us. V'salachti besoichachem, not just the Bishchina Boretz. Rashi said, "Maybe the Rashi, Atayel Imchom began Eden Keechod Mikem. You will go for a walk with Shechina. You go for a tiyul with Shechina Keechod Mikem. Velo tiyu misdasi mimeni, and you won't be scared. Go for a walk with Shechina. Yochol lo tiru mimeni. It's even a half a minute. You'll be so hamish with the Shechina." That you won't even have Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Harevimus. So to Talmud Loimer Vayisi Lochem Lelukim. No, there'll still be Yira. There'll still be the Yiras Harevimus. Not a Pachat, won't be Mistazea, but the awe of the Shechina. But we're going for a walk with Shechina. Vatem Tiyuli Laom. So the Pasuk writer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Asher, it says, "Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Miyos Lahem Avodim." I took you out from Mitzrayim and stopped you being in Avodim. Va'eshba Moitos Ulchem, Oilech Eschem Kolamias, and I broke the poles of your yoke. I broke the oil of the Avdus in Mitzrayim, and I brought you out, Kolamias. So, Dr. Rashi, what do we need? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does Yitzias Mitzrayim come here? So Trashi Kedai Ani Shetaminu Bi Shani Yochol Lasus Kolena. These nisim, all these brachas are mamish miradik nisim lemalam in atema. So the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a raya that you Yitzias Mitzrayim. I made you nisim. You see, I can make nisim. I can do things the malam in atema. Is kedai shetaminu bi shani yochol lasus kolena shari yotzesi eschem eretz mitzrayim v'osisi lochem nisim gedolim. The Torah has to bring a raya that these brachas can be mekuyim because they're so much lemana min hateva, the nisim, kulam nisim. How will be zoyche? What do we have to do to be zoyche to this whole matzav of nisim lemana min hateva? Shechina besoicheinu, isalachti besoichechem, so close to Shechina. What do we have to do? It's interesting. In b'chukoi saitei leichu, zot Rashi, everybody knows, yochol zekir ha-mitzvos. But it carries on the posuk ves mitzvoi saitei shmoiru. Keshu oime ves mitzvoi saitei shmoiru, harikir ha-mitzvos omu. Ves mitzvoi saitei shmoiru is mitzvos. What's b'chukoi saitei leichu? Obadi v'kayim v'chukoi saiteleichu shetiyu amelim batoyim. And it also says v'asisem oisom. So what says mitzvoi saiteshmeru v'asisem oisom? Two things here. So Trashi v'es mitzvoi saiteshmeru heve amelim batoyim amenos lishma ulekayim. K'moy shenema v'nim badetem oisom u'shmaltem lasoisom. The limut amelim batoyim. Aber abenos lekayim. Then vasisem oisom. So we have to understand that this matzav, to have this matzav lemalam min hateva, to have this matzav shechina beinenu, all these nisim, shmiras mitzvah is not enough. Why not? It has to be b'chukoi saiteleichu shetu amelim batoyim. Why is Amenus Batoira necessary and mitzvahs is not enough, Shmiras HaMitzvahs is not enough to get to this Meridika Matzah? So in the last couple of weeks we mevayer that what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us as Yid, is he created us with a guf and he gave us a heilige neshama, which is toivas seichel, and the tachlis is that we should be mashlit our seichel on the guf. Kedoshim tiyu, we saw kedusha is to elevate the guf al pi the seichel, to live al pi seichel, and not to have live al pi the guf, and the guf should use the seichel atachdoin, to work out things, to make life more comfortable, to have more taiva, to have easier taiva, to have better taiva. No. We have a seichel elyon. We have a heiliger seichel which comes from our heiliger neshamas. And we have the koyach, that neshama, that seichel has the koyach to be shoyrit on the guf and to be male the guf. And the seichel should be the ikar. And this, the seichel should guide the whole guf. And we saw last week that when a yid lives like that, then he can connect with things beyond this world. When a yid lives completely gufiistic, completely gashmiistic, then his whole world is this world, olam hazeh. And he's not goyris anything outside the world. When he lives through himself, and he's ben adam lechaveroi, all his ben adam lechaveroi is all for himself, then he doesn't break out of this world. We saw the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan to teach them Orchus Chaim, but this goes to Oyelam Abba. And what did he say? Hizaru Bichvoid Chavereichem. Realize that the people have a Tzelem Elohim. And to be teach our children to be Misamek, be Moshe of them, be Birchei Tavidei Chachomim. And when you daven, not Yotzezai davening, just have to say the words and get it out of the way. Chas v'sholem, shatam v'shatem mispalalim, tu'u lifnei mi atem mispalalim. Chaye ha-seichel from the neshamim can take a person out of this world, can bring a person into a different level of living in the world. And that be'etzim, we say in Avo Rabba, in Avo Rabba we say, we ask, Meritikir Rachmi, we ask, Ovinu, Ba'ov, Orachamo, Amarache, Rache Moleinu. We need a tremendous amount of Rachmi for this. Shleima Zechatzani, because Shivoka used to say, it's the only place in Siddur where there's five Lashonis of Rachmi. Av is a Lashon of Rachmi. Ovinu, Ho'ov, Orachamon, Hamarachem, Rachem Oleinu. We're pouring out, please be Marachem on us, what? The same Belibeinu, Lahovin, Ulahaskin. We should have the Koyach, or can say, same Belibeinu, Lahovin is the desire, the Cheshek, to understand Ulahaskin, to live a life of Seichel, Lilmaid, Ulalamaid. And then, Almanos, like the Rashi says over here, to be Omel Batoira, Almanos Lekaye, Lishmar, the Laasos, Lishmar is Lois Essays, Laasos is Assays, Ulekaye, the Kiyum Batoira, is Drabonons of Pashas, Sus Yogim Batoira, the Mishmar of Torah. What? Es Kol Divre Salmud Toyo Secho, and Och Ba'avo, that we should be learn Torah, be Mekayim Torah Ba'avo, but it doesn't stop there. And then we ask that Madrega of Torah should bring us V'ho'er Einenu B'Soyro Secho. We should be living a whole different, open our eyes, we see the world in a different light, we see it's a different world. V'Dabeg Limeinu B'Mitzvah Secho. And our whole life should be a Dveikus with Mitzvahs, or at Vekas with you through the mitzvahs. Ve'yachid avavenu le'avo le'yir ha'shemecha. And the Torah should bring us with the Hoyre Neinu to having one matar in life, the Avo Yiro Shemecha. And when Yiro comes after Avo, it's Yiro Sarangus. When it's Yiro S, not Yiro Me, Yiro May, Yiro Me, someone is a Pachad from Oynish. Of Yiro S Shemecha, that's Yiro Sarangus. Torah, when a person learns Torah and he's misamel in Torah and he's oile in Torah, so then he can come to live on a different level than the people live in Olam Hazeh. But in Chorah, that's the pshat in the pasuk. What's it mean, halicha in the chukim? Halicha in the chukim. It means when the Torah is your whole life, when the Torah is meir einecho, and that only comes if a person's given over completely to Torah. Ba'meilus ba'Torah. The yoytzazayin, kviyus itin ba'Torah, that won't happen. That doesn't change a person. When his whole life should be to understand the Torah, lehovin ulahaskil, lilmoid ulalameid, then it's hoyre neinu. That's our melus batoira. Then he's a hoylech bechukoisai. He's a hoylech in Torah. His whole ashkof is a Torah. He has what we call nowadays das Torah. Everything he sees is Torah, al pi Torah. And he works out, lives everything al pi Torah. Kiyum HaMitzvus doesn't do that. If it's Amelus Batorah, Shaloi Amenos Lekayim Chas V'Shalom, he's learning for intellectual stimulation, then that Torah doesn't relate to him. How should that be Meir Einov B'Torah? How, if it's not Amenos Lekayim, then the Torah's not going to change his life. The Torah doesn't come into his Metzius. The Amelus Batorah, the Avodas HaTorah should be Amenos Lekayim, so that my life, my Gashmisnika life, my Maisim, should also be Alpi, the Amenas Batoira, that what I was Mechadish in Torah, what I understood in Torah. I have to bring the Torah down into my Guf, so that the Torah will bring up my Guf. If Chas V'Shalom, the Torah stays up there, in my head, and my Guf remains complete about Taiba, like it was before, the Torah doesn't do anything for the person. And that's not called B'chukoi Sei Teilechu. He's not a holich in chukim. He's a holich in taiva. But if the Torah is Amelus Batorah, his whole life is about Torah, Avoidah, bringing the Torah into his metzias, then he's a holich B'chukoi HaTorah. And that's what brings a person to a whole different level of living. The Nefesh HaChayim in Shah Dalet, Eric Yud Ches, so maybe the Kazakh, he says, Ulezois, Ha'odom ha-mekabal al-atzmoy, Oil Torah ha-kidoisho, Lishmor, La-mito, Koishin Yisvay la-eil, Hu na-le mi-al-kol in yoni zeh ha-oilom, and the person learns Torah Lishmor, and what's Lishmor, he explains, is to understand the Torah, the Das is a Torah, then he's elevated beyond all the inyonim v'seh ha'olam. U'mushkach mi'ito yisporach hashkocha protis l'mala meheroas koichos ha'tvoim v'amazol es kulam. And he lives a life l'mala min ha'teva. Kivin shehu dovuk ba'Torah u'ba'kodesh baruch hu mamesh kiviyochul. Because this mensch is dovuk ba'Torah u'koisei teleichu u'mimele he's davening by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What is Torah? Torah is the machshavas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is learning Torah and omdel to understand the Torah, he's connecting with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him and telling him how to live and the machshavas and the ideas. Umiskadesh b'kedusha and yoyno shel haTorah kedusha shein lebalo le'ein erech mikolu elamos. And he's connected with Torah, which is the malo of all the elamos. Vehi adoseris achius vakim lekulam lekolakoyches atzvoim, and what gives all the koyach, everything that there is, the Torah is stach borais ubara alma. The Torah is what makes a world. Harei ha'odam oisik ba mechaye u'mekay miskulam lebalam ikulam. Harei, beforehand he bought the Zohar that says the Bersha was istaku baraisa bora alma. There's a barnash istaku baraisa u'mekayim alma. The person learns Torah, that's the kiyum of the world. That's mekayim the world. The whole world is created for Torah. Harei, Hare ha'odam oisik ba mechaye u'mekayim es kulam lebala mikulam. He's lebala, the person who's learning Torah, being oisik ba Torah, is lebala mikulam, is mekayim olam, all of them. Ve'eich efshe shetia hanogos ha'miyito yizborach alidei koichus ha'tvoim. So how can he be subject to the teva? He's lebala min ha'teva. The old teva only exists because of him. He's being mashmir kiyum to the teva. Is how can it be that his whole life should just be al pi teva? He's the Baal min ha-teva. He's Metzius the Baal min ha-teva. Zokter Reb Chaim in Reb Shach Chaim is Zeh Sheomer Hazal in Psochim Daf Nun. There's two psukim. Ksiv ad Shomayim Chazdecho uksiv Be'al Shomayim Chazdecho. No kasha. Kad Be'oiskin Nishmo, Kad Be'oiskin Shelo Nishmo. What's the pshat? Says a person's oisik b'toyre lishma, he goes lemala min atev, lemala min ashamayim, ad shamayim chazdecho, that's shalom lishma. Shalom lishma gets to ad shamayim, that's the teva. Oh, but the mi shalom b'toyre, lemala min lishma. So he is elevated, lemala min ashamayim, me'al shamayim chazdecho. And he brings afterwards, Meridik Zoya in Pashas Tzav, Posach Rebelozer Ve'oba, Ve'osim Dvorai Beficho, Ubetzel Yodai Kisisicho. I gave my Torah into your mouth. Tanino, Kol Barnash, Dishnado Bemile de Raisa, Vesifivoso, Barachshin Araisa, anybody who learns Torah, works hard in Torah, Kuchen Richu Chofa Alei, Ushchinta Poshale Gatfo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu comes with him, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, spreads his wings over him. Ado dirsi v'osim dvorai beficho u'betzel yodei ki sisicho. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and he's with him. Lamaisa, the Mishlin Ovis says, asora sheyoshvin v'oskim batoira shechina imoim. Minayin afilu chamisho, afilu shloisho, afilu shnayim. Minayin afilu echot she yoyshev ba'oisek ba'toira. What's the pshat yoyshev ba'oisek? Oisek ba'toira. No, yoyshev is that is kvius. That's it. He's bechukois aitelechu. Minayin she shchina imoy. The pasuk says bechol bokim ashe azkir eshmi ovay elechu veirachticha. Wherever the Rebbe Shalom will be goyring through giving the Torah to have Haskaras Shemoi, Ovoy Elecho, the Shechina comes, the Shechina is with him. This is what we have to be misboinein, Erev Shavuos, to know and realize the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. What is it? A Torah of B'chukoisai Teilechu, a Torah of the Ma'ala Min HaTeva, a Torah of Seichel HaTorah, a Torah of Shechina Imoim, even in our matzav, where I don't know if we're called Echod is Yoshev, or we're called Asara or 100 through the whole Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, which we have through Zoom, the Chulim.